Good evening. My name is Van Pham, and I'm a member of your Parish Finance Council. And our special guest tonight is Edward DeYoung. Edward is a certified public accountant and a partner of the CPA firm. He is not a parishioner of SJV, but his firm and his staff have made a contribution in kind to our parish by reviewing our financial books and record for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2019. So thank you, Ed. We truly appreciate you and your staff for the pro bono time and services. So as mandated by the canon law and our diocese, every year we publish in the bulletin our parish annual financial information, along with a letter from our pastor, Father Stephen Brown, regarding the state of our parish. So today we are going to provide you with a brief overview of our parish life and finances using both methods of presentation and bulletin printout. Also, this presentation will remain on our website throughout the year. St. John Vianney is a vibrant and active parish. We have over 50 ministries that carry the gospel through actions to the community in which we live. And you can find all the information of all SJV ministries, along with their participants and volunteers, as well as the numbers and statistics on who and how we serve our community. Gifts from you support all of these operational areas. And when it comes to your gifts, our primary oversight responsibilities are transparency and accountability. You as a parishioner need to feel comfortable and confident that your support of our parish is being used wisely to accomplish the mission of the church. While not everyone will agree with every aspect of funding, all should have access to and be able to agree that they know how we are using these gifts. To that end, two primary councils are in place to work to fulfill this core responsibility. The Parish Pastoral Council works to set the vision, while the Finance Council oversees the finances to make sure that there is an alignment between that vision and the expenditures. Even though strong internal checks and balances are already in place, proper care for the church still requires an outside independent assessment. Therefore, we are being audited biannually by an outside independent CPA firm. Since this year is between the two audit years, we decided to engage Edward's CPA firm to conduct a general review of our processes and practices, procedure and accountability. Now that you have gained a better understanding of how our parish life and finances work, Edward will now share with us the opinion of his review. Edward?
Good evening.
Good evening.
As Van explained, St. John Vianney Parish engaged my firm to conduct a general review to provide the parishioners a reasonable assurance that good stewardship is being used in handling and accounting for the funds and other assets of your parish. Overall, our review indicated that all accounts were reconciled and processes and procedures followed in accordance and compliance with diocese best practices. All funds were accounted for, and there were no instances of funds being used for other than what they were designated for. The annual report contains all the financial details for last fiscal year and is included in the latest bulletin. The report shows an increase of 12% in revenues and a 1% reduction in expenses for the last fiscal year. The increase is largely attributed to your generosity with the offertory contributions. At this time, I'd like to congratulate St. John Vianney for the outstanding fiscal year result. As a result of our review, we offer one recommendation and one comment. The recommendation is about our own families need to a financial reserve of several months' income to weather unexpected challenges. Likewise, as good stewards of God's funds, St. John Vianney Parish should establish a saving reserve equivalent to approximately 3 months' funding of the annual budget for unexpected contingencies. Therefore, we recommend setting and reaching the financial goal of $250,000 by June 2024. My comment is with regards to time, talents, and treasure. We would like to point out, by example, St. John Vianney Liturgy Department coordinates close to 1,000 masses annually, bringing together factors, lectors, altar servers, choirs, and extraordinary ministers, in addition to other ministries that Van mentioned. That would not be possible without a wide community effort of your participation and volunteers. We estimated the economic value of your time and talent is greater than the treasure that's generated. Again, thank you for keeping your parish and its needs in your weekly and monthly planning. If you have any questions, please leave your contact information with the parish office or a member of your parish finance council. And I wish you good night and God bless.